I'm here with Chad Saratoon at Linkages Trading Standards HQ to give some potentially invaluable tips and advice on safe e-shopping. Now, there's new figures that show around 25% of online buyers fall victim to fraud each year. Hi there, Chad.
Hi there.
Now, first of all, we don't want to scare people or discourage online shopping at all, do we? The vast majority of people don't have any problems, but there are some very professional-looking websites out there, and it is easy to fall for counterfeit goods, isn't it?
It is, and online shopping has been massively beneficial to consumers in terms of competition, and this has resulted in cheaper prices and savings to be made for the shopper. However, it's important to remember that it's very easy to make a professional-looking website. Many scammers will copy genuine websites, they'll copy text, fonts, they'll copy colours, and it adds to the feel of authenticity. But with counterfeit goods, you're not going to be able to tell what you've got until they arrive. And sometimes they're very convincing, but it's important to remember that they're not likely to be made to the correct safety standards, especially with electrical goods.
Absolutely. So what advice would you give to people to help them avoid being scammed?
I think the best thing to do is to think online as though you were shopping in the high street. The old saying, if it seems too good to be true, then it probably is. It has mileage, and people should bear that in mind. You wouldn't hand over your money to any old stranger in the high street for the promise of delivering goods in the next couple of weeks. But people tend to do that online. You want to be sure about who you're dealing with. If you look at our tips in the article, they will give you a good idea of what to do and hopefully reduce the risk to you when you're online.
And if anybody out there thinks they might have been a victim, is there anything that they can do?
If you think you've been a victim, you can report it to us at Trading Standards. We will try and advise you on your rights and what practical measures you can take to try and get the matter resolved. Sometimes a trader may simply be struggling because their business has grown far too quickly or because they've had a surge in popularity at a certain time of the year. And it's not always an issue that you've been scammed, but there are always going to be times when a consumer falls victim to a scam, whether it's counterfeit goods or simply a scammer who had no intention of ever delivering. In these cases, it's not always possible or realistic to hope to get your money back. You have to remember that these people are crooks, and a lot of the time, they're not even in the country. Realistically, it's a case of prevention rather than the cure. That's why it's important to research and to make good preparations before you part with your money online. If you follow our tips, you will reduce the likelihood of being scammed.
Chad Saratoon of Lincolnshire Trading Standards, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And if you believe that you've been a victim of a scam, you can report it to Lincolnshire Trading Standards on 01522 782 341, or you can email tradingstandards@lincolnshire.gov.uk. And there's further advice, tips and guidance online at lincolnshire.gov.uk/tradingstandards.